Jerry Bader Show, 952-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Now, of course, I can never get liberals to call the show. The only time, I shouldn't say never, seldom, is when I promise to let them speak unencumbered. And I do that from time to time just so you can hear them. I could not possibly bring myself to allow them to call and not respond to them under this situation. Here's why the world, you know what, you should play the Eve of Destruction theme, because the Eastern world is exploding. Yeah, go ahead.
Tell me. Don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Since World War II, have there been as much instability? Look at our overall relationship with Russia. Look at Ukraine. Look at the Middle East, and we do not give unqualified support to Israel in a conflict with a terrorist organization, a war. And we morally equivocate. You have an Islamic terrorist threat, a very organized threat, growing far beyond the borders of Iraq. President Obama feels he can get away with this stuff because he believes that the country is focused almost entirely on domestic issues. And as he jokes about, don't go hating on me, the world is burning. And this is going to be a threat that probably sooner rather than later is going to end up on our shores again. Pete from Marinette says he is a liberal. Pete, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
I'm well. Hey, you guys kind of forgot that we're borrowing every dollar that we're spending over there, and that part of our trillion-dollar deficit was an unfunded war in Iraq.
Okay.
So to build up again would take us further into deficit spending and increase the American debt. And I think that's an important problem that many conservatives agree with.
Okay, debt is an important problem. I understand that. There are things, however, that a president has a constitutional duty to do, Pete, and that is protect and defend the United States of America. All of the things that I just described, would you say that they pose a direct security threat to the United States?
Well, I agree that we should be putting aerial strikes, drones. I don't agree we should be putting men and women back into Iraq to fight the civil war any more than we should be putting men on the ground in Syria or the Ukraine or in Nigeria or in Philippines where China is going to be beating them up, or any place in the world where infinite amount of military activity could happen. We don't have the purse strings. We don't have the cash. Our treasury is empty.
Then who should be the leader of the free world if not us?
I don't believe we should be bankrupting our country to protect every other place on the planet.
Okay, to start with, there are plenty of other things that we could cut. There is the debt that we have right now is due to, I mean, I could go on forever on that, Pete, but let's set aside. Pete, I know, but hang on. You think the most important thing right now is how much it would cost. And I understand it would cost, but here's where I'm going to completely disagree with your characterization that this is an Iraqi civil war. They are sweeping across Iraq, and they are a growing force, and they will eventually threaten Europe and the United States. ISIS is a force of evil that needs to be stopped before it grows. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I think the forces in Nigeria are also evil. The forces beating up the Ukrainians are evil.
Well, okay, and that's a good point, too. That's another thing President Obama screwed up, where this reset with Russia. You're right, Pete. You're right. There are threats all over the world. Your equivocation of them with ISIS, though, I think is just simply not supported by the facts. Now, didn't I engage in a civil debate with a liberal? I'm impressed. You're impressed. I'm impressed. Sharon in Dorchester. Sharon, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. This is Sharon. Last night on Fox News, they had a thing where they showed Obama, and I don't think he knew that they showed how mad he was before he even told everybody that he was going to take this humanitarian airlift to them people. His own cabinet was trying to tell him he had to do this, and he didn't want to.
Well, I didn't see what you're referring to, but I guarantee he didn't want to. I am telling you, and that's the other thing. He wants to be a bystander in global affairs. Sharon, thanks for the call. Remember what I've always said about his strategy. Keep his jersey clean. He's used that when it comes to foreign crises in more than any other area. Justin on the road. Justin, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think that what liberals and Pete don't really understand either is just because it's a threat in the Middle East, you know, our borders, how do we know if these ISIS members haven't made it to Mexico and come up through the borders and are, you know, coming into our big cities? You know, and as far as paying for wars or whatever, you know, this president has stopped, you know, us fracking, and you know, the liberals are not letting us drill for our, you know, oil, which could create thousands and thousands of very high-paying jobs that would put this economy back into, you know, full swing, and which could pay for these wars to keep our people and the people of the world safe.
And, Pete, how about an $800 billion, I'm talking to Pete. How about an $800 billion stimulus that was pissed away and didn't move the needle on the economy one bit? It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.